Hey, Ralphie Radio Show. Let's head out to Hollywood right now. Hollyscoop.com's Diana Madison recently caught up with Christina Aguilera from, of course, The Voice most recently. Diana, thanks for the time. What did Christina have to say to you out west?
Well, here's the thing. You know, she's been getting a lot of heat from her fans because one contestant came out and said that she's not, you know, nice to the contestants because, you know, in one of the episodes, she forgot the contestant's name, John. So, you know, we asked her about it. Like, you know, how do you feel about people saying that you're hard on them, hard on the contestants? And she said, quote, "I think that I just try to keep it as honest as possible. I don't think I've been any more harsh than the other commentary from the other coaches. And you know, we're here to be honest. I don't think it would be fair for me to be anything but." So she's trying to say, you know, she's just being real and she's getting a lot of heat for being real.
I mean, Diana, I think honestly, sometimes you do forget people's names, right?
What was your name again?
good one. J-Lo was able to use Idol to kind of de-diva her persona. I don't think the same has been said for Christina and The Voice.
You know what? I agree with you. We definitely saw a different side of J-Lo, this bubbly, cute side. And, you know, in an interview, J-Lo said that, "That's how I've always been. I don't know how I got this rap of being a diva. That's my true personality." But Christina Aguilera, who also has a rap of for being a diva, has come out to be a diva. So maybe she's just being herself. That's how she really is.
Maybe she's just being honest, like she says she is, right? Exactly.
She's being real.
Hollyscoop.com's Diana Madison here on the Ralphie Radio Show. We're going to keep it with the 90s, early 2000 pop vibe because you also recently caught up with Nick Carter. Now, the last time Nick Carter was in the headlines, he was doing a solo tour, and amidst that tour, his sister passed away back in Western New York, which was very sad. What did Nick have to tell you?
Well, here's the thing. Nick invited us into his house.
Oh,
okay,
wow.
Which you could see all on the Hollyscoop News Show this weekend. And we went inside his house. He taught us how to make his favorite treat. And, you know, his girlfriend was there. So we asked him if, you know, marriage is on his mind. And he said not for the next couple of years. And he's really concentrating on creating things. You know, he has a new TV show he's working on. He's writing a book. You know, he's been writing and acting. He's going to be making an appearance on 90210. And also not to mention that this guy just went on tour, which is one of the biggest tours, money-making tours of the year with New Kids on the Block.
Right.
So I think he's got a lot of money and a lot of time to spend that money.
Yeah, no, that was a huge reunion that the Backstreet Boys, and a smart move on their part to team up with New Kids and do that tour. And I think fans are even wanting another tour, to be honest with you. So he at least will have that income for a little bit longer. Hey, check out those stories and many, many more over on Hollyscoop.com. Diana Madison, we always appreciate the 411.
Thank you.